play it once, Sam, for old time's sake.
All right, guys, listen to this blues riff and B. Watch me for the changes and try and keep up, okay?
You know how fast you were going?
65?
63.
Actually, it's pronounced Milwaukee, which is Algonquin for the good land.
Movie clips, movie montage, that's Friday. It's movie day here on The Takeaway. This is probably my favorite part of the week. Plenty of big movies today. We've got Rafer Guzman and Kristen Meinzer, our movie team, in the studio. We're going to talk about five-year engagement, right? We've got Pirates, Band of Misfits, another movie called Safe, and John Cusack in The Raven playing, I think, Edgar Allan Poe, but we'll get to it. Hi, Rafer. Hi, Kristen.
Hi, how are you?
Welcome, guys. Welcome into the studio. Okay, first trivia. Let's get trivia out of the way. We'll ask the question, let people think about it. They can go to the Facebook page after I ask the question and give their answers. Listen to this clip from cult movie classic 2009, Moon.
Gertie, have you heard anything new about anyone fixing lunar sat?
No, Sam. What I understand is it's fairly low on the company's priority list right now.
That sounds a bit like HAL 9000, but there's a movie called Moon, a sci-fi cult classic from 2009. Great movie. Now, Moon was directed by Duncan Jones. The question is, who is Duncan Jones' father? Don't answer now. Rafer thinks he knows. The question is, who is Duncan Jones' father? Listeners, director of that 2009 cult hit, Moon. All right, that's for you to think about. Let's move on, guys. Let's start with five-year engagement. Stars Jason Segel and Emily Blunt. Produced by Judd Apatow, who a lot of people love. Rafer, what'd you think?
You know, Kristen and I were just talking about this on the podcast. I feel that this movie could be the death of the romantic comedy.
Oh, dear.
This is a movie about two people who are trying to get married but can't for no other reason than they just simply can't get their act together. I found that
a pretty uncompelling
premise.
You're such a negative Nancy, Rafer. It doesn't always have to be I'm the prime minister and you're my lowly secretary, or I'm the real estate developer and you're this prostitute.
I want a blood feud. That's what I want.
No. Sometimes it's amazing when problems are organic and they're character-driven, and that's why I liked this movie.
Sometimes if it's true to life, isn't true life a little boring sometimes?
I think that's part of the problem. I think it's an almost too accurate reflection of the way people behave now. They push marriage off and off and off and don't get hitched, and then they just kind of go home with their lives.
I like real life.
All right. Kristen likes real life a little bit more than Rafer Guzman. Here's The Raven, starring John Cusack, is in no way realistic. Edgar Allan Poe finds himself in the middle of a murder mystery, partly, perhaps, of his own making. Listen.
The night before last, a young girl and her mother were found murdered. The daughter's body was lodged in a chimney. The mother's head was nearly severed with a straight razor. Does any of this sound familiar to you, Mr. Poe?
But you're talking about my story. Work of fiction.
I'm afraid I'm not.
Look, I'm just a writer in Baltimore. Don't bother me with – you guys do your job. I'll do mine. No?
You know, that's exact – I'm sorry. I'm just going to say awful things about this movie. I hated this movie. It follows kind of a Scooby-Doo-style plot, and – I've seen better episodes of Scooby-Doo. Scooby-Doo is a lot better than this. Watch an episode of Scooby-Doo instead.
I was ready to try to like this, Rafer, just because John Cusack is such a draw for me.
I think John Cusack is actually very good in this movie. I think he brings a little bit of humor to the character, which I think is nice. I'm a John Cusack fan. I thought this movie was—it's extremely grisly, but I thought it was pretty entertaining. It's like primetime crime television. It's like CSI Baltimore 1849, you know. And I thought it was perfectly fine. I was happy to be watching it. A little grisly for my taste.
Some of us believe that apart from The Wire, anything set in Baltimore, well, maybe
right.
except for maybe John Waters. Okay, so maybe there's two things: The Wire and John Waters. Maybe that's enough to draw you towards The Raven. Is it set in Baltimore, by the way?
It is. Yes,
it is. Okay, well, good enough. Pirates, Band of Misfits, a claymation from the folks who brought us Wallace and Gromit. Listen to some claymation here.
Well, if it isn't the pirate captain.
Oh, ha-ha! Hello, Bellamy.
The beard's looking great, my man. And I see that you're more wanted than ever.
Anyway, look, I'd love to stay and chat, but, you know, places to pillage, people to skewer.
Some voiceover that sounds fun, Rafer.
Yes, I actually really liked this movie. That's Hugh Grant as the pirate captain and Jeremy Piven as Black Bellamy.
Oh, great.
Some very good voice work, wonderful clay animation in this movie. My only objection is that for a kid's film, there are a lot of jokes about history. So you've got a lot of very funny, wry jokes about Jane Austen and the Elephant Man. I'm not sure how that's going to play with your average American 9-year-old.
Isn't that for the parents, though, Kristen? Don't they do that so that the parents enjoy it?
Yeah. As a grown-up, I liked it a lot, but I had the same concern as Rafer. I think kids today, raised with Yo Gabba Gabba, the Backyardigans, the Shrek movies, it's going to be way too slow for them. Mm-hmm. But I think most grown-ups will nod knowingly and maybe smile a little bit, and you'll enjoy it if you're a grown-up.
Would you go to this movie if you don't have a kid to bring?
I would. You know why? Because really what it is Monty Python and the Holy Grail with mm-hmm. pirates. You know, that's Hugh Grant plays this kind of Graham Chapman, bumbling, arrogant pirate figure. It's a lot of very good, dry, funny British humor. But again, it doesn't have that typical American kids movie zing that I think kids want.
All right. Well, in the minute we have left, I want to move on to Safe because you were really excited about this movie, Rafer.
Yes. So Jason Statham, a hard luck cage fighter protecting a little girl who is, and they're both being caught in a mob war in New York City, which sounds ridiculous, but I swear to you, this is one of the best action films I have seen in a long time.
And this is your favorite movie of the week?
This is my favorite movie of the week.
I think it's safe.
It's funny, it's hard-hitting, it's nasty, it's violent. I thought it was really good.
Is it in wide release?
It is in wide release.
All right, that's Safe. That's Rafer's movie of the week. It's called Safe. Now, we got a minute left. Let's go back to trivia. Rafer was nodding his head knowingly. Now, you listeners, this is, of course, your trivia. The question was this. We played a clip from the 2009 cult movie hit Moon, which I recommend, by the way. It's a great sci-fi film. Moon was directed by Duncan Jones. The question is, who is Duncan Jones' father? Kristen Meiser, do you know who is Duncan Jones' father?
I'm going to say James Earl Jones because he's everybody's father.
Kristen says James Earl Jones is everybody's father in the movie. It is not James Earl Jones. Rafer Guzman, you are nodding. Who is Duncan Jones' father?
David Bowie.
I'm an alligator.
That's it. The Starman himself.
Originally Zoe Bowie, I think. Duncan Jones. Yeah. I think he was originally called Zoe Bowie.
And decided to go with something a little more mainstream, right?
Yes.
From his father. The Starman himself is the father of Duncan Jones, director of 2009 cult movie classic Moon. That's correct. Rafer gets the prize. I hope some of you listening on the radio got the answer too. Our movie team, Rafer Guzman and Kristen Meinzer, thanks guys for joining us.
Thanks.
Great having you.